Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 614. Look out, your kids are watching you. Hi and welcome to the show, where today I'm going to touch on something that I think is super important that many of us overlook. And I hope that by the end of this episode, which I'll try and keep short and sweet, that you will become more aware of this and you will then be able to reap the rewards that doing more of this will bring you. First of all, before I go on, I want to thank all of you who take the time to rate and review my show on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever platform you tune in on. It really means the world to me. And I was just in the iTunes reviews today and saw a lovely review by T. Persian. Thank you very much, whoever you are out there. You wrote, "Super relatable. I often wonder if Louise is living in the same house as me. Her messages are always on point and I love her vulnerability and honesty. I love how timely her messages are to this tired mum who at times is ready to jump off the parenting cliff. Thank you, Louise, for the years of service to us parents out here." Well, thank you for taking the time to leave such a great review. And if you enjoy this show, it would mean the world to me to leave a review. Hop over onto Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and you can also leave a review, which will help other parents find this podcast. And also don't forget that you can share it with your friends, with your family, and help parents who might be struggling out there. So, what am I going to talk about today? Look out, your kids are watching you. We spend so much time worrying about the fact our kids don't listen to us, yet rarely do we ask ourselves if we are good listeners. Maybe you're sniffing what I'm getting to here. Can you be brave and sometimes admit that your behavior at times might be questionable? I know that I can. And there's no such thing as a perfect parent. We're all doing our best. We all have the best of intentions. But I think sometimes we're barking up the wrong tree. I think actually a lot of the time we are. When we look to trying to fix our kids, we're looking at why are you not listening to me versus what am I doing that causes my kids to tune out perhaps. When we can take the spotlight off our kids and trying to fix their behavior, and instead turn the spotlight onto ourselves and look at our own behavior, then things really start to change and change for the better. And when I started really looking at myself versus blaming my kids and always on them for what they weren't doing or should have been doing or needed to do more of, it helped me show up in a way that was conducive to my kids actually doing what I wanted them to do. There's a quote I saw today that kind of sparked my interest in this subject, and it's by Robert Fulghum. He says, "Don't worry the children never listen to you. Worry that they are always watching you," which is what sparked the title to this show. Look out, your kids are watching you. Another quote by Amy Smithson that plays right into this, and you might have heard this one before, and I know I've mentioned it on the podcast, but probably hundreds of episodes ago. "The sign of great parenting is not the child's behavior. The sign of truly great parenting is the parent's behavior. So how do we do this? How do we look at our own behavior and be able to kind of swallow the pill and fess up to the fact that our behavior is sometimes questionable? Well, we have to believe, and you have to know, that you are the greatest influencer in your kid's life. You are the role model. So our kids are really good imitators. They are really good at copying other people and their behavior. We know this because I know certainly this friends of my kids, I know some of their mannerisms and their quirks, and I see my kids kind of copying those mannerisms and those quirks sometimes. Maybe you've seen that with the friends that your kids have, and suddenly your kids are saying things that you know they got from their friends. Well, likewise, our kids are behaving in similar ways to the way in which we behave. It's monkey see, monkey do. And Dr. Shefali Sabari, who you know is one of my favorite parenting experts and certainly has led me to a much better place in my parenting over the years, she has some humdinger of quotes, and one of them being, behind every controlling parent is a controlling child. In other words, if the parent is controlling, the child will copy the controlling behavior. If the parent yells, the child is more likely to yell. If the parent is really calm, the child is more likely to be calm. So really, our kids are a mirror to us. They are really good copiers. And if we look at that and look at their behavior, we can sometimes see our own behavior right in them. So I can't talk about this without bringing up the subject of digital behavior. And I was working with a client this week, and her kids were young and they don't have phones yet. And I asked her how her digital behavior is. Like, how good are they, her and her husband, at putting their phone down, at not sleeping with their phone, at using an alarm clock versus a phone? And she looked at me as if to say, well, what's the problem here, especially with regards to the alarm clock? And I said to her, well, think about it. Your kids are growing up watching you sleep with your phones and wake up to the alarm on your phones. And your kids don't have phones yet, but what are they going to do when they do have phones? And the age at which kids are getting their hands on phones and smartphones is getting younger and younger and younger. And trust me, if your kids don't have phones yet, I would lay off for as long as you possibly can, because there is not a parent that I have worked with whose kids have phones that do not regret the very day they allowed their kids to use their phone as an alarm clock. There's not one parent out there. So we have to look at how we are behaving with our phones, because it's shaping the behavior that our kids will adopt when they have phones. And there's two groups of parents listening. There's a group of parents, maybe with younger kids, who don't have phones yet. And there's a group of parents whose kids do have phones. And I'm going to say to you that if your kids don't have phones, really pay attention to your digital behavior, because your kids are watching you. They're soaking it all in. They're watching you sitting on the sofa, maybe watching Netflix with your phone in your hand. They're watching you as you eat your breakfast or drink your coffee and you're scrolling through Instagram or looking at the news. They're watching you when you're sitting in a doctor's waiting room with them and you're looking at your phone. So How can we shape our, how can we hope to shape our kids' digital behavior in a more positive way if some of the digital habits we have are the very behaviors that we would not want to see in our kids? I don't want my kids to be sitting having a conversation with me with their phones in their hands. So I have to be really careful about not having my phone in my hand when I am speaking to them. And it's really easy to have my phone in my hand. I'm sure many of you can relate that so much of our lives depend on our phones. Do we ever go out the house without our phones? Few parents do. Do we go to the gym without our phones? No, because we want to listen to music. Do we go to, you know, a movie without our phones? No, because we worry that if our kids need to get hold of us, that they need to be able to get hold of us. They have become an integral part of our lives, which is great. I'm not knocking technology. But I am saying that we have to be really careful about how we use our phones so that our kids can't turn around to us and say, well, you can't expect me to not sleep with my phone, Mum, because you do. You can't expect me to not answer my phone when I hear a notification that I've got a snap, a snap's come through, because the minute your phone goes ding, ding, you pick it up and you answer your, you look at who sent you a text. So look out, your kids are watching you. And for those of you with young kids who don't have a phone, I want to ask you this. If I was to ask your children, what would they say with regard to your digital behavior? Would they say that they're always vying for your attention because your attention is on your phone? Are you distracted by your phone? Is your phone a prime focus? Because, you know, my generation, when I was brought up, it was that generation where children were seen and not heard. And absolutely, it did a number on us because many of us were left feeling the need to be heard. And we took on behaviors to make sure we were seen and heard. And I'm going to ask you if you think your children would feel that they are seen and heard. And if you hum and you haw, and you might be honest about this and say, well, maybe I am on my phone a lot, then maybe, I'm asking, could you change some of your digital habits, especially when you're in the company of your kids, so that they actually have your undivided attention and they're not competing for your attention with your phone? It's something that maybe you haven't thought of, maybe you have, and it's not easy. And I am by no means perfect at this. Absolutely not. But I'm very, very aware of my behavior and my kids picking up on that. And the very behaviors I don't like in my kids, if I'm really honest, many of them, they've copied from me. So I do my best to change my behavior. And that is how you bring about the change in your own child's behavior. We can't force change on someone else. You can scream and shout at your kid all you want, listen to me, or eat your food. You can't make them listen. They have to choose to listen. So we have to give them something good to listen to. You know, I sometimes ask myself, would I like to listen to myself when I'm on a rant and a nag? And I wouldn't. And I know my kids don't. They tune out. So don't worry so much about your kids' behavior. Worry instead about your own. And what can you do to up your game, to raise your bar? So I'd like you to think about a behavior that you have that you know is something that needs work. It might be you raise your voice too much. It might be you walk out too much, or you what other things do we do as parents that we don't listen enough? So find something that you want to change and really work on you changing that something and see what happens in the relationship with your kids. See what happens with their behavior. If they're used to you yelling or used to you caving and saying, no, no, you're not having any more screen time, and then they get the screen time, then you have to worry about the fact that they could then adopt that sort of behavior in a situation where you don't want them to give in. You want them to be able to say no. You want them to do the right thing. But they've seen us cave and be the no, 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 okay, just this once, a bit loosey-goosey on the boundaries parent. And then we worry that they're not very good with their boundaries, with their friends. So let's really work on giving our kids something good to imitate, giving them better behavior on our part that will perhaps bring about a change or a positive change in the behavior that they choose to adopt. So I hope I have raised a question with you, that this is food for thought, and that you have got something out of this episode. I always like to try and give you something concrete you can work on. So don't forget to pick a behavior that you know you do, and think about some small steps that you can take to bring about change. If it's, you know, you want to be a better listener, you can't suddenly become a better listener. You can have this goal, but you actually have to have some steps you can take. So think about, what do you need to do to be a better listener? And then try and just do a small piece of that, and then add on something else and add on something else. And the effort and the work that you put into the steps that will take you towards being a better listener. You can't just wake up one morning and be a better listener. You have to think deeper than that. What do you have to do to be a better listener? It might be you have to put your phone down. It might be you have to stop interrupting when your kids are speaking. Just one little thing. Whatever you choose, one step that you can actually start doing right now to help bring about a change in your behavior that will bring about a change in theirs. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all your support. I absolutely love hearing from you. I love reading the reviews, and I look forward to being with you all again soon. Till next time, bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar, guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.